prophecy or identifying the truth of the Word of God that is no longer in agreement with the Word of God. And when you don't have the Word of God as your guide in spiritual matters, you're adrift without a compass, and they're already there. And one of the ways that I'd like to demonstrate this is by just referring to part of a survey that was done. And it was the survey was recorded in the Christian Times newspaper in June of 1996, June 13th. And it was a survey done by the Barma Research Group. Now, the survey was done among professed born-again Christians, and the conclusions of these results are frightening if you understand biblical truth the way Seventh-day Adventists understand biblical truth, and if you know that when Protestant America is about to bring about a Sunday law, it's because they're under a delusion and a deception, then you know that before that time they have to have prepared themselves for that delusion and deception by turning away from the Word of God. And this survey is one piece of evidence that that's already taken place. So in the survey, to begin with, and we're not looking at all the conclusions they drew in this survey, just some, but 87% of the people that were interviewed said their religious beliefs were very important to them, but 84% of them hold non-biblical views. Now, the criteria of what non-biblical views were in this survey is not Adventist criteria, it's just overall Protestant criteria. So their non-biblical views would no doubt be even higher, but the point is we have almost 9 out of 10 of the Protestants in the United States saying, oh, it's very important what I believe, what my religion means to me, but that same 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 hold false doctrine, even though they say it's important not to. Now, 49%, or let's say half of the Protestants in the United States in 1996, believe that the devil is not a real being. And brothers and sisters, if you've read the final chapters of The Great Controversy recently or ever, you know that one of the things that Satan exalts in most is when he has a people or a group of people believe that he's just a symbol of evil. And half the Protestants in the United States believe that. They no longer recognize Satan as a living, active, evil being that's in controversy with God. 39%, or 4 out of 10, of